Proclamation number 4017, dated the April 6th, 1947. What is faith? The human being shall become blessed through his faith. But what is faith? When can a human being rightly claim that he believes? If spiritual doctrines are presented to him, he will never be able to demand or produce the evidence for them, for spiritual matters are beyond his intellectual activity and can never be verified. Hence the human being, if he believes, must deem something to be true which cannot be proven. And yet, if he wants to become blessed, more is expected of him than blind faith, which consists of the fact that the human being will not argue against it, that he thus seemingly accepts the doctrines he is offered. It is demanded of him that he unreservedly affirms it inwardly, that he accepts a teaching because he is inwardly convinced of it even without proof. This inner conviction, however, will always be the product of mental activity, the forming of an opinion about that which he is expected to believe. And this forming of opinion must be initiated by him without external coercion. A doctrine must, in a manner of speaking, keep him occupied. He must consider the pros and cons, until he has finally reached a point of view, but then he will also be able to uphold it if a statement is requested of him. The religious doctrine needs to be thought through before it can become actual mental knowledge, otherwise one has to speak of mere blind faith, which is completely worthless before God. The result of his deliberation depends on his will for truth and his desire for God, which unconsciously also impels him into action of love. God will truly not leave a serious seeker of truth in error if through his conduct in life he makes himself worthy of receiving the truth. However, since error is spread all over the world, since the Prince of Lies tries to spread darkness everywhere and would like to extinguish all light, it is understandable that erroneous belief has become established among the human race. Since God respects every person's free will and even his sacred word, which guarantees purest truth, is at the mercy of people's free will. Consequently, it must also be left up to the human being's will to believe or not to believe. If he scrutinizes the individual doctrines and forms an opinion about them. But in order to be convinced of the latter, it is imperative that he scrutinizes them, i.e., he must spend thought on them, and if his desire is serious and he fulfills the conditions set by God in order to bestow spiritual knowledge, he will become intellectually enlightened, and it will be clear and plausible to him what his heart affirms. And then he can also convincingly say without proof, "I believe." How else would it be possible to recognize misguided teaching? And how could God demand accountability from people if it were his will that people should exclude mental activity and replace it with unconditional blind faith? In that case, people would not be responsible apart from the few who try to spread this teaching and want to prevent all opposition by demanding blind faith. Yet this is not God's will. After all, the psychological work only starts after the mental activity, which, in the former case, usually remains ignored. Only mental activity establishes the connection with the spiritual kingdom. Then the beings of light will be able to step into action and start the actual work of teaching. This, however, is impossible if the human being believes blindly. And he will assuredly come to a satisfactory conclusion if he is serious regarding the true knowledge, regarding his opinion about God and about his soul. For God will not leave those in darkness who seek the light, and a person will always find the mental conclusion satisfactory if he gained it after faithful prayer to God, who alone can enlighten him as to whether and when he thinks correctly. If you believe in a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence, then it will fully suffice to gain a convinced faith through teachings which originated from God, as well as to recognize human additions and to what extent they correspond to the truth. For God, the eternal truth, will always help the person and straighten his thinking. He will give him power of judgment if only he is willing to recognize what is right and to stand up for what he recognizes as truth towards his fellow human beings. For it is God's will that the truth shall be spread, because only truth leads to ascent and blissful happiness. Amen.